Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome to August, which I just realized is the anniversary of this show. This month, we will have been on the air for 23 years. Thank you, listeners, for your support that made it possible, and to our sponsors, and to guests like we have today, which make it just imperative that the show keep going, because we have to bring you information that you aren't going to get other places. My guest is fan favorite Bill Sardi, and we will be going over iron and aging, about giving consent for vaccines, and just some mysteries surrounding COVID-19. In the blog this week, I did two topics. One, I went over some questions about stem cell therapy that have come up, and I think that's pretty interesting. If you want to go to the blog, it's simply go to hbnshow.com, and then there's a picture right on the front page that says feedback. That's the blog, where you can go on the menu to blog and get all of them. And the second topic in that blog is about what you probably have heard about it, because it ended up being on the network news, and that's about the frontline doctors, a group of them who went to Washington, D.C., and held a press conference to talk about alternative therapies, alternative to what the, I'm inclined to use the word propaganda, but the chiseled in stone recommendations coming down from on high about how we should treat COVID-19. And it created a firestorm because they dared to mention hydroxychloroquine. And I think it becomes very political that if the president has mentioned something, or in this case retweeted the video of the press conference, then it has to be wrong, according to the media. And a listener sent me the link. I looked at it and I thought, boy, those folks are brave, and they're right. I mean, one of them, who may have had some kooky ideas otherwise, has treated 350 patients, all ages and health status, and has not lost anybody. And her protocol was hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and an antibiotic, but it was given very early in the disease. One of the things I have in the archive description today is a link to dozens of studies about hydroxychloroquine. The vast majority are positive when given early in the disease. Some of the studies seem to be set up purposely to make it fail. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Bill Sardi, before we start, about the censorship that's going on. Stay tuned.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Mr. Bill Sardi is an investigative journalist, health detective, and our expert answer man about nutrition and supplements. He does have some commercial involvement with products that we might mention from time to time, like Molecular Multi, Longevinex, Formula 216, Garlagest, and Garlinex. But his mission is to help people, and that's actually what drives him to come up with these formulas when he sees a need that's not being met. And I'm going to welcome you and then ask you a quick question if I can. Good morning, Mr. Sardi.
Congratulations, Marty. 23 years. Either you're insane what you're doing.
One or the other. Well, we are a source of information, as I said, that sometimes often – probably almost always runs counter to the mainstream drivel that we hear. And I just want to ask you this question. We have that video that I mentioned. I have a link to it in the blog this week, and I believe also in the, if not, I'll put it there in the description of the show today, because I think people need to see it for themselves and make up their own mind, although millions have looked at it. But the social media sites and perhaps Google, a lot of people took it down because it goes against what the World Health Organization's saying. And somebody else that a whole lot of our listeners probably have respect for, Dr. Mercola, had written about COVID-19 and what he said will help prevent it and treat it, I totally agree with. And yet he was censured even by the FDA. And so my question for you is, can we trust the fact checkers?
No, we can't trust them. Turn off the television set. It's trying to do the thinking for us. We're a little bit smarter than that. Don't get misled by all that information. The frontline doctors were saying something quite revolutionary. They wanted hydroxychloroquine not only to come into use, and doctors have the freedom to prescribe it. They don't want any prescription needed. They want to put it on the store shelf for you. Use it as prevention. It's that safe. A couple of doses a week, 200 milligrams at a time. The key is it should be done with zinc, and that it's what we call an ionophore, that is, it helps zinc get into cells, and that's how it works, and it really boosts the immunity. And, of course, we would love to see this medicine come into common use, and yes, people do get sick for a whole bunch of reasons. This is really a treatment for smallpox, so, but it you can see that it handles a bunch of diseases, and so particularly autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and so on. So that says zinc, which is hidden behind the curtains in this story, is really an antidote to all of these issues. And, of course, it would be lovely to see that very, very, very safe drug, which costs, I think it's 3.9 cents or 39 cents, whatever it is, it's real cheap. And, of course, you can see why Big Pharma doesn't want something like that on the market.
The patent has expired, so that's a death knell for it, no matter how helpful it is. And it is, as you say, safe. It is in the drugstore, just sitting there on the shelf in a lot of countries. So it's not that it's dangerous. And if you look at the studies that I've linked to, you'll see that the ones that are negative have made some fatal flaw, like they waited until the person was ready for a ventilator before they started it. They didn't use it with zinc, and the dosages sometimes were toxically high. So if the studies that the prescriptions are these pronouncements of protocol are based on that we hear all the time, if the studies are flawed, that should stop them, but it doesn't seem to. And I want you to comment, too, that the drug, the hydroxychloroquine, is, you say, an ionophore that gets zinc into the cells, but there are natural things that do that as well.
There are. This is a very safe medicine. Obviously, it's been used for 60 years. Yes, if you overdose it and you don't give it with zinc, you can cause the heart to start. It's a little pause in the way it beats. And they get concerned about that. And so they actually created overdosed cases and showed this happens. So they had to purposely do it in order to scare people away from it. But it's just part of the game these days. I think every American realizes we're being fed a bill of goods here. That what we hear, what we see is impossible. Do masks work? I was just on an airplane. Now they stopped the social distancing to cram the sardine can airplane travelers onto every seat on the plane. It's just it's okay now if everybody wears a mask. But your mask is just you've got to let air out. It has to come out somewhere, and it goes into the ventilation system, comes around. Anybody flying an airplane has always been exposed to whatever anybody else had on the plane, which is the number one threat would have been tuberculosis. And we have 13 million people with tuberculosis in this country, mostly in a dormant stage, but often in an active stage, particularly after a lockdown, and they haven't had enough sunshine and vitamin D. And we think what the government is doing to scare us all is take the tuberculosis cases, that's a lung disease, an infection from a mycobacterium, and they're taking those cases and count him as COVID-19. And so I've been asking the CDC directly, show me your cases of tuberculosis, what is going on there. So I think when it all comes out, we'll see that the cases of tuberculosis declined because they reclassified them as the COVID-19 coronavirus. So what we do know is that if you had a vaccine against tuberculosis, you've got a 300% less risk of ever getting COVID-19. The drugs they use to treat tuberculosis, including hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, are drugs that are used obviously for the COVID-19 and tuberculosis. So the areas of the United States that are being hit hard with COVID-19, California, Texas, and Florida are exactly and precisely where outbreaks of tuberculosis have been widely reported. And in fact, the Spanish flu of 1918 was really, they reverse analyzed that Spanish flu and found that it wasn't a flu bug, it was really tuberculosis in 1918. So we believe that this is actually a charade. This is actually a sleight of hand. It's a card game in which they shuffle in another card. And so we're being misled. For what reason? We can get into that. But the big story is that we need to find a way to protect ourselves. And by the way, I know there's fear. I know there's terror. I know that people are losing their jobs. The actual death rate, it's here. I'm reading it. Oh, come on. Wait a minute. I got to get out some glasses. Oh, that's an awfully small number. 0.25%. That's the death rate, the true death rate. Now, they're giving you death rates. 88% of these cases people were going to die anyway. They're very old. They're fragile. They're in nursing homes, deprived of vitamin D largely. And we had a slide I sent around the internet showing that the vitamin D cases, if you came into the hospital, you had this lung infection, but you were vitamin D sufficient, you had a 4% chance of dying. But if you had a very low vitamin D level, then you had a 98% chance of not getting out of the hospital alive. So we've been demanding that hospitals test everyone upon admission for vitamin D. Again, they're not doing it. They're not doing that, and they could give the vitamin D and cut the death rate tremendously. But the death rate is extremely low when you remove all these other causes that they're recoding, because they're overpaying the hospitals for COVID. So why not reclassify them and make more money? And that's really what's going on. Everybody reads this stuff. You don't need to be a so-called investigative health journalist that I call myself to really see all of this. So it's a charade, and it's a cruel one. And why are they doing it? And now we become confronted with the fact that our government has already bought $1.9 billion of a vaccine that isn't even proven yet. And we don't know of its safety level, and they've already bought and released the purchase order for it. And according to Alan Dershowitz, an attorney, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of forced vaccines. Is this really true? When we come back after the break, we'll tell you the real truth.
Excellent. And, yeah, the numbers are being inflated not only by tuberculosis but by the flu. And there was a case reported in Florida where a guy died on a motorcycle, and they called it COVID-19.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Our guest today is Bill Sardi. He is an investigative health journalist and nutrition and supplement expert. I want to add one thing. You were saying, Bill, that the rest homes aren't doing as they should, making sure people have enough vitamin D. Isn't the same true with zinc? I think the diet in the average rest home is not rich in zinc.
A blood test of vitamin D is going to be pretty accurate. A blood test of zinc is going to be highly inaccurate. It's very difficult to figure out how much zinc is available, whether we absorb it and whether we release it because the body binds it up. And for those reasons, it should be taken with selenium. And the zinc is key and important, and we'll explain here in just a minute why all that is true. But in the meantime, are we going to take the vaccine? Are we going to gulp and be forced to do this? They've got the military involved now. Is it true the Supreme Court upheld that we have to, that they can force a vaccine on us? No, that was done in 1905, and that was about an individual person, not the whole population, and it was about tuberculosis. And, of course, people that have TB, they actually go through 6 months of antibiotic treatment. And some of those patients now who are wandering around the United States, 13 million dormant, but more of them now that they're an active form of TB, and because of the lockdown, they don't have the vitamin D to keep it in check. And this is going to erupt. Should we force them to take the tuberculosis vaccine? We don't even use it in this country. They say it would tremendously help us. They have three studies ongoing. But no, they can't force us. But another headline says, no, they're not going to force us. It's going to be voluntary. Folks, that's what the masks were and the social distancing. And now, either by social pressure or by coercion, by governors of various states. These aren't laws. They're just, as Peggy Hall has informed us, they're just guidelines. But I was just on an airplane, everybody forced to wear a mask, or you can't get on an airplane again. So this is all kind of nonsense. As I said in a headline story some time ago, no one is dying of COVID-19, and no one is dying of tuberculosis or any of these other infectious diseases, but for a weak immune system. So that's what you need to work on. That's your defense. These other things, staying away from people, you'll eventually bump into them. We're going to do this for the rest of our lives? No, this is nonsense. And you have more dangerous things running around, particularly tuberculosis. If you get on an airplane, foreigners have it, immigrants have it. That's why it's in New York City where there's a COVID hotbed, because they have a lot of immigrants there. So what can you do about this? Well, they can't force the vaccine on you, but if you want to read more about it and learn, I have developed a consent form. Let's stop them from forcing this on us. So I have developed a consent form for all this. It's available commercially. It's a consent form been reviewed by attorneys, and we're going to take the doctors to task. You can't take the makers of the vaccines to task. They're immune from any prosecution over the performance or lack of performance of their vaccines. But we can hold the doctors who administer the vaccine, we can hold them liable and accountable. And so you need to know how to do this. It's in the vaccine form. You can learn about it at COVID-19Consent.com, COVID-19consent.com. And what we have there is to explain to you, this is a clinical study you're involved in. All the drug companies are doing it. Stage four, or the last stage of the study, is to find out if it's really safe or not. They'll license it at stage three, That doesn't mean they know all the side effects. They only know the side effects after they begin wider use, us, and then they may even recall it because it's so unsafe. They don't know. So there's no doctor that can really sign a consent form with any confidence and tell you you have a likelihood of benefiting and not experiencing serious side effects. We don't know that yet. And so what happens is we are covered by the Code of Federal Regulations, Title 21, and under that law, we are in a clinical study. We have to sign a consent form. They have to – well, we're going to present the consent form to the doctor, and we have the right to say no. We have the right to know about alternatives to any vaccine. Yes, your own immune system and your own thymus gland and to how to make T cells. We'll talk about that in a second. And you do have the right to privacy that the information can be shared with the drug company without your name on it. But you certainly don't want employers or potential employers and others using it to keep you from being employed. You're just getting the common cold virus. People have gotten coronaviruses for a long time. They're just exaggerating this whole thing. So you also should know the number needed to treat. How many people need to be vaccinated to prevent one death? The number is in the millions. You need the consent form so you can protect yourself and present it if you're confronted and being forced. Now, remember, in the beginning, it's going to be voluntary, and that's just how they get it started, and then they'll force the rest of us because, obviously, people don't want you spreading it to them, and the insanity will continue on. And we're taking an unknown vaccine that hasn't been proven for safety. If you need to know about this and know how to push back so you, your children, grandchildren, aren't forced to take a vaccine. By the way, no vaccine should be used in our children. They aren't a risk group for this. And certainly, if you're over 80, that's the very, very high risk group for this. But taking an unproven vaccine, who doesn't respond to vaccines in general? Older people and very young people. The infants under 4 and the adults over 70 and 80, they don't. It's regardless of what vaccine you give, you don't develop antibodies very well. And they're finding it isn't even the antibodies, it's what we call T cells that give you the immunity. The antibodies come and go in this disease. So you get them, and then they vanish. Well, what's really fighting the COVID? T cells. Where do T cells come from? Zinc. Zinc-dependent T cells. You have a thymus gland. That little thymus gland underneath your breastplate is converts B cells that are made in your bone marrow to T cells, and it's the T cells that are beating up and destroying this virus or whatever else is there. We think it's tuberculosis, and you need to know how to make T cells. You can't get around it. You have to have zinc. I made a multivitamin, the molecular multi, with the highest amount of zinc in it, 30 milligrams. Just for this purpose. But now they're finding you really need to get, when you're sick, not every day, but when you're sick, you need to get the zinc in your mouth in a lozenge that's slowly absorbed. You see, you're breathing and the zinc gets into the system, gets into the pulmonary system. And of course, it still gets into your circulatory system to build the T cells. And so today, if you're in the hospital, they're going to give you zinc lozenges. It's part of the protocol, the professional protocol to treat people for the disease. Well, where do you get them? I created a tremendous shortage of zinc lozenges when I made a chart showing that the symptoms of COVID-19 are the same symptoms you get when you're deficient in zinc. We made a new zinc lozenge. It has a zinc ionophore in it called quercetin. Just like the hydroxychloroquine, quercetin does the same thing. It's called Z19. You can find it at lifespannnutrition.com.
I will put a link to that in the description of today's show in the archives. There's already a link to the consent form with all that information in it. If you're new to this, you go to hbnshow.com and on the menu, select Listen, and then you'll see Archives and you pick today's date. We'll be right back with Bill Sardi and more exciting news. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Whittakin takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Just working on the website there, I have added a link to the zinc lozenge, and I'm about to put one on for the video that we discussed earlier of the doctors in Washington. But do know that I'm adding things here and there as we go, and you may have to hit the refresh button, which is the little circular arrow at the top on your browser, because it will first show you the same thing that you saw the last time. Well, Bill Sardi, our investigative health journalist and nutrition supplement expert, I want to take a very brief detour here to read an email from one of your fans. That this is Katrina. She said, "I have been on Prilosec for 20 years. I literally have had to have it." That's the acid-blocking heartburn drug. "However, your Garlagest gives me hope. I have gone 48 hours without Prilosec. At first, I have taken one Garlagest after breakfast, lunch, and three after dinner. Is that okay? Seems to be working so far, and I guess I could cut back after I'm sure it's working." That just shows you that these formulas that Bill Sardi comes up with don't mess around, and the zinc lozenge, I think, is just revolutionary. I've
well,
never seen anything like it.
Let me go to your issue on the heartburn drugs. The last part of our immune system, our defense, we don't eat sterile food. It has a little bit of bacteria and a little bit of fungus in it. They test it, but we don't sterilize all our foods. Now, we heat them. It kills a lot, but we still get exposed. Our stomach acid is our final defense. And now we find heartburn drugs increase the risk of, oh my, COVID-19 coronavirus by 200%. Well, it makes sense. And they actually say, I think you've had Dr. Sherry Rogers, saying this COVID-19 virus is kind of hiding and lingering in the digestive tract. So we don't want to stop our acid. We need it to absorb all of our nutrients, but also to destroy the bugs. And so we do find a relationship. So find another way. In this particular way, we invented the little formulated Garlicest. It's a garlic-based product that does help your bile to flow and other things, so you don't need to go to an antacid, and it'll help control your heartburn.
I wish that had been around when I wrote my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, because I certainly would have put it in there. But, yes, we've got to get off of these heartburn drugs. They increase the risk of pneumonia, which is another one of the scary things when you end up in the hospital.
Well, you see the relationship here. It's amazing. I don't want anybody listening now to go back to the old medicine that we had. Do you understand? We got people stopping smoking. We got people taking vitamins, vitamin D and C and selenium and the zinc. The zinc is the key thing. We now have there's 10,000 bottles of this Z19 new zinc lozenges with the zinc ionophore like hydroxychloroquine, the quercetin in it. The government stepped in, the local health authorities, where they make this zinc lozenge and shut the plant down for over 10 days because one employee was COVID positive. This is nonsense, like somebody had a cold. So this is insane. This put this product a month behind. Zinc lozenges are in short supply. We have 10,000 bottles on hand. Get smart. As things go on, they want to ramp this thing up bigger and bigger, imagined or real, because they want to get us into this vaccine. They want us craving this vaccine. Please do not fall for all the phony numbers, the death numbers, all of this. Turn off the television set. It's just going to make you more anxious. But, yes, prepare yourself. Be healthy. Make sure this thing doesn't come your way. And zinc is at the key of this. We only get about 10 milligrams of zinc in our diets. You'd have to eat oysters every day to get enough. So we're not going to do that. It's very, very poorly absorbed. We maybe get 2 out of 10 milligrams absorbed. That's why we need to work hard at getting zinc. We think the glyphosate, that's the Roundup weed killer, it has a little arsenic in it, and arsenic depletes the zinc from our soil and our crops, and that's why we think so many Americans are now zinc deficient. And because they're zinc deficient, they have allergy and autoimmunity, and in this case, it's related to our immune system and our T cells. And this is our main defense, whether it's cancer near the end of our life or ear infections and so on in young kids. It's our T cells, and they're memory cells. They remember what you got infected with, and then give you lifelong immunity like we get from vaccines. Okay, let's just say you want to get vaccinated. Fine. Actually, there isn't an anti-vax movement in the country. 95% of our school kids are vaccinated. It won't work. The school kids' vaccines won't work. The COVID-19 won't work unless you have enough zinc to make the T cells. That's what it's all about. So if you're pro-vaccine, make sure that you get some zinc so that the vaccine works, okay? You'll find you may not need the vaccine. You'll learn that. Go to the COVID-19 consent form and get a copy of that thing. By the way, the profits of that go to the National Health Federation for Health Freedom. But learn about this so that you're protected. And remember, there's 13 million Americans walking around, a lot of them immigrants, that have a dormant form of tuberculosis, and it erupts when we have a lack of sunshine and vitamin D, so we're all hiding out inside, and there's a lot of cases of TB now roaming around. You get on an airplane, you're more likely to be exposed to it. So boost your immunity, and you do it with zinc, and you do it with vitamin C and D, and selenium releases the zinc. That a little bit of the selenium is in our new Z19 zinc lozenge. You can get it at lifespannnutrition.com. And we've only got 10,000 bottles. We put in an order for more, but we're waiting for the raw materials to come in. So remember, they're going to drive us, do I say the word insane? They're going to keep saying this thing gets bigger and bigger and bigger when it's just a bigger lie. But nonetheless, we need to have peace of mind. So make sure you're prepared. Make sure your immune system is working at top performance. Make sure you get those key four essential nutrients, vitamin C and D, zinc, and selenium, two trace minerals, two essential vitamins. And you'll be covered generally. There's other things that are good for this if you get in trouble, but that's what you need.
I want to just add that a lot of the early studies are done on animals, and they have enough zinc because they are fed a very, very tightly controlled lab chow that would have enough zinc. So that's one reason that the vaccines work in the lab animals. And if we're going to be lab animals in this giant experiment, we need to make sure we have enough zinc so that it actually is helpful. And one last point on the zinc. For daily use, I like the Molecular Multi to just keep my zinc stores up for general purposes, but the zinc lozenges are for when you're sick. You should have them on hand. You don't want to try to be ordering them while you're coughing. We'll be right back with Bill Sardi. Please stay with us.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest is our friend Bill Sardi. He is an investigative journalist, just writes wonderful articles. I try to link to them probably every week. I have something in the newsletter or in the blog, because he's out there on the cutting edge of this information, and he doesn't fall for the BS that we're being handed daily. Bill, I promised our readers of the newsletter that we would talk about the over-mineralization theory of aging, and I want you to describe for us this paradox that we can be anemic and at the same time have enough iron to speed up aging. How does that work?
Well, excuse me, anemia and iron overload, by the way, one of the tests they have that you have COVID-19 coronavirus is a ferritin test to find out what your iron levels are, because iron feeds bacteria and viruses and tumor cells. It feeds the growth. So it's important to know when you get so much iron, it can cause the body to lock it up. It knows it's bad, and so it binds it to ferritin, a little binding protein. And then the ferritin level goes way high, just temporarily while you have infection or inflammation or malignancy. And so it gives you a misleading test that you are anemic because it's taking the iron away. The ferritin goes up and your hemoglobin goes down. Hemoglobin is the little part of the red cells that carries the oxygen. So you have a problem there. And it's seemingly that you're anemic because the body's trying to sequester, closet the iron so it can't feed the infection or the inflammation or, in some cases, malignancy, cancer. So it can give you. But the way I got into this was, they did a study, I mentioned it on the air before, 110-year-olds. How did they live so long? How? They found that they had active T cells from zinc. They got more zinc in their diet. They lived 110 healthy years. And it was the T cells that made it all possible. So T cells, T cells, T cells, that's our big lesson today. And one of the things I want to read for your audience is, wow, this is something. 7 out of 10 people say they'd get vaccinated and life won't go back to normal without a vaccine. Okay. They don't realize you have a natural immune system that's going to take care of this better than the vaccine. But it says here, about 4 in 10 Americans say they're concerned about catching COVID-19 from the vaccine, from the shots. You better catch it. How do you develop antibodies unless you get it? So, as I've said, I wrote an article, I hope I get COVID-19, and I hope you do too. No one's dying of COVID-19. Everyone's dying of a weak immune system. When you get it, if you're healthy, you're going to develop antibodies. Now, we find those antibodies don't last very long, so it's the T cells, and we're back to the zinc again. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you shouldn't be we're not so phobic about other cold viruses or other coronaviruses. And a lot of those tests that they use only detect that you had a coronavirus cold sometime in the past, not even currently. But vaccines all are a little bit of disease, and that's how you develop the antibodies against it so that you have lifelong immunity. Now, we're finding out it's not the antibodies, it's the T cells, but people misunderstand we really need to get exposed to these things, but amp up your immune system, and you got to have the zinc to do it. That's what we talk about. When you get infected, you got to get this stuff to your lung. That's your issue, throat and lung. They're sticking that swab for the COVID-19 up your nose because it's way in the back of your nasal passages there that they think this thing accumulates. So it's nasal and pharynx and your bronchus and then down into your lungs, all those areas that are getting infected. It isn't your big toe. You don't need zinc down there. You need it up here in the immune system. And it's important. Our lungs are part of our exterior part of our body. It's exposed to air on the outside. And that's why we're concerned. You can get particles in Wuhan, China. They have these wind storms that carried the, they say it's COVID-19. We think it was tuberculosis. And it carried it, and it's airborne transmission. The way you get COVID-19 is airborne transmission. It's nonsense to think you're going to wash surfaces, wash the shopping carts, and all the things down at the stores. The CDC finally came out and said that is not the primary way that it's transferred. It's not even alive. A virus is not something alive. It's a little glob of genetic material, so it's not even alive. They need to get in your alive cells, and then they start to replicate. So a lot of misnomers, masks and washing and all this stuff is nonsense. Now, if it was polio, that's an enteric virus. It's spread by human waste. You would want to wash your hands. But for this guy, it's through airborne contact. So you would need to be around somebody very close for quite a few minutes in order to get it. So it's not transmitted very commonly, but enough people get it, and they want to keep hyping this thing up. The politicians and are doing it, and they're driving us nuts. So you're not going to get rid of the anxiety until you put up your defense, learn about these methods to stay healthy.
We'll be back with just a little bit more. Please stay with Healthy by Nature.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
There is never enough time when we have Bill Sardi on the show, and that's why we have him back once a month, and that still isn't enough. Mr. Sardi, I want to clarify one thing. We talked about the over-mineralization, the iron issue. It's an oxidant. It is something that's an aging factor. And do I understand this right, that if we want to take care of that problem, first we have to become well enough that the body isn't ratting iron away to keep it away from infections and diseases, so we're back to the immune system, but that we can also, with resveratrol, which I always recommend as Longevinex, your product, because it has the science behind it, that will help remove the buildup of iron that might be causing mischief. Is that a fair summary?
We get old because we rust and we over-calcify. So I made a pill that takes a little bit of that away every day so that you actually could reverse aging, because we rust and we calcify. That's how we get old. And, of course, I ask people, how long do you want to live? And the answer is, as long as you're healthy. Nobody wants to get old and get old. You want to be young and active and of course, independent. So it's important that all that comes with what you're doing. So we try and emphasize you can stay healthy and stay independent throughout most of your lifetime. And, of course, that's the whole idea. They even did this with animals. They gave them the vitamin C. The animals that made vitamin C 24 hours a day never got wrinkles, lived 3 times longer than animals that don't make vitamin C. We make animals make it naturally. We lost the ability to do that. The formula 216 you hear about advertised here is trying to tell you we can triple our lifespan if we can take what was learned in the animal lab and extrapolate it to humans. We can live 3 times longer and healthier. And the animals in the lab where they did that didn't get old. How would you like that? So the idea is you could even reverse aging. So lots of routes, lots of pathways, all roads lead to longevity if you follow the rules here. And we're talking about a lot of things. By the way, Marty, what is it that Americans are really doing a lot of now that the COVID-19 has gripped America? And I'll answer it for you. They're drinking booze. At all-time record levels, and I talked to the suppliers, more alcohol is being consumed than even at Christmas time or any holidays. It's unbelievable. They got a story today, front page, Owensboro, Kentucky. They have more jobs now because the distilleries there are working full-time to make the whiskey. And what is the one nutrient that zinc destroys? Zinc, of all things. Folks, if you're listening and you like your vodka, make sure you get a little zinc on the side.
Yeah, we'll invent a new cocktail. Meantime, thank you so much for your time and for your wonderful products. I use them myself, and I really recommend them to our listeners.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Yeah.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.